Good morning, good morning. So we have today the part four of the I that is not I, which is the observer and the observed are one. Okay. So let's let the body just settle back. Let's relax. Take that breath, letting go, settling down. And we're going to rest back in the understanding that this is a journey of remembrance. Okay? A remembrance of what already is. We can see it as a journey of seeing with clarity from the heart. Seeing that life is complete, so there is nothing to be attained. Seeing with clarity that there is nothing to fix and nothing to find. What is already is, and what is not. And no matter what the appearance might be, it unfolds within the vastness of awareness. Okay. All is of the one source, and what is perfect. So we listen from the heart in remembrance, knowing that all is well. And in this, we are still quiet and content. So we're on our fourth week of cleaning that window of perception and seeing more and more clearly. Okay. So, at this point in your devotion, our devotion, we can see that clear seeing is deepening. And that's in regard to recognizing that you are not that voice in the head. Okay. That you are not the thoughts, and that you are not the stories of the commentator. And I have a little story. Okay. Have you ever seen a very old painting, oil painting? And it can be all dark and clouded, right? Difficult to see it. Well, our awakening is like restoring a priceless painting. With the old painting, we're not able to see the beauty. We're not able to see the colors and the brightness and the lights. Because it is covered over with the old varnishes, and it has yellowed and grayed and darkened. So much so that the original that is there cannot be clearly seen. And this is what your attention, your devotion, to observing and living in the eternal now does. It slowly, patiently, kindly, and lovingly removes the old. So what is already there can be experienced and seen clearly. Its beauty and its light can shine. So it is that through our giving attention to observing, we can see clearly now that this commentator rises from our conditioned mind. Okay? And this conditioning begins at birth in our culture, in our upbringing, in our educations, in our anxieties, and in our ambitions, in our fears of insecurity. All this conditioning accumulated along our way. Okay. And it's this conditioning that forms our past, our present, and the imaginations about a future. We learn that the space between objects, bodies, planets means separation. And we live what we think is our life with whatever the commentator is saying. That is the happening of a conditioned mind. Okay. But the commentator declares that this conditioning that we have not yet seen is perfectly normal and it's natural and it's just how things are. Or we might have the thoughts that, well, this is just how I am, you know, sensitive or nervous or, you know, easily agitated. It's just how I am. No, that too is the conditioning of the commentator. This voice has been telling us since infancy that we are separate from everything and everyone in this world and beyond. But what if we understood that being a little more positive with our mental habits, that this commentator that we call this little voice becomes softer and kinder? This is renewing of the mind, the transforming of mind, selecting to have a bit more positive mental habits. So this is why the devotion to practice of that turning within and resting in the truth of our being is so important. Now, that doesn't get rid of the inner voice, but that inner voice becomes, as I said, softer and kinder and more helpful. It shifts from being so judgmental and criticizing to a softer voice. One that has a bit more positive attitude. But we still need to remember that whether that little voice is sincerely positive or being negative, it's still the commentator. Okay? It is still what we are observing, not what we are being, but what awareness is observing. So, I think that all of us already know that to know our only self, this presence of pure awareness, this presence of pure consciousness, I think we all know that we have to go past the thinking, past the thoughts and words, and past the actions, definitely past the stories about a person. We go past the conditioning into the silence of the eternal. Okay. That's the devotion we give to awakening to our own pure presence. Okay. We have to go past and beyond all the untrue stories and find the resting place in the heart. And that is a very simple, simple thing to do. Okay. It only requires taking a deep breath, focusing on the breath in and out, and letting go. That's it. Just a moment in time. But a pure light in eternity. And through our devotions, okay, we recognize that what is, what truly, truly is only in this moment. It has nowhere else to be. The only existence that exists is this moment. The past does not exist. And the future is just a fabrication. It has no existence either. So what is only in this moment. And it's not in our history and not in those future projections. Everything that is in this moment and nowhere else. You will not find the joy of the experience, perhaps of warm sunlight on the skin in the past or the future. You're going to have that beautiful experience now. Okay? Recognizing yourself is now. Taking that breath and turning with is now. Every experience is now. And now is the only place that reality is. It is the place where you are. It is where pure awareness is. It is not something separate from you that you have to find. It is what you are right now as a breath enters the body, filling the lungs, and then returning back out. It is what you are in the moment that is aware of the breath coming in. Are you aware of a breath coming in when you turn your attention there? Yes. And that's now. It's where you live. And every one of our future possibilities are here, right now, in this field of awareness. All of them. Whatever you can think of, whatever you can imagine, that possibility is here, right now. Okay. So, I don't know if any of you have experienced this yet or have already come through it, but I want to bring this up. And that is that as we go along in our devotion to clarifying mind and transforming mind, that there could be just a little bit of resistance to that. And that resistance is because most of us have lived the long life of being what we were not. We are accustomed to it. In some ways we like it, even the suffering part, because it's familiar. Okay. So if that resistance comes, that's the reason that we've just accustomed to it. And this conditioning would like to stay conditioned. So it might not go into the dark quietly. But that is okay, because that gives you another opportunity to just take that breath and recognize that even resistance is not a power. Okay? So if it's there, or if it's in your experience, same with any appearance. We take the breath. We recognize that it is without power. And we just let go. Let that feeling be there. Okay? Don't try to get rid of it. Don't judge it in any way that it is there is fine. Just another opportunity. So I'll just take more deep breaths today than I did. And that's beautiful. When you can recognize that it is without power, you're already transitioning it. It is already on its way to the just being a hum in the background, not even recognized. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with that feeling. So be okay with that. It wants to protect those thoughts and the memories. You know, how strong are the memories? You know, you don't want to part with them, or you don't want to give up the story about how I was magna cum laude in school, or how I was this, or I don't want to give up that story. But eventually, we do. We let go the mind that is conditioned to believe that it is the stories. So the stories are there, but we just relinquish the hold on them as being the truth of who we are. Okay, nothing wrong with stories. Okay, we're just letting go the belief that we are the story. So technically, our story will continue. Okay. But not as a belief that it is my being, that it is a story of the oneself. Okay. So, and then keep a watch too, because sometimes that conditioning would like to set up. Now, well, I can't have a separate person, but I can have a separate identity as a spiritual seeker. See, I go here, I go there, I do this, I read that, I'm in this group and that group, and we discuss this, and we, it's very, very, very enlightening and very helpful. Just be on watch. That's all. That's what we're doing. We are opening the eyes to see clearly. And what we see basically is what we are not. And in seeing that, we experience what is. Okay. And that will change. Our perspective will be clarified. That will change. Our belief habits will change. The patterns and the noise in the head, that's going to change. Everything through the years in our experience has changed. Of course, the body, has changed. And our opinions and our preferences, all of this has changed over the years. And all of this is meant to change on our way to awakening. Okay. We have to relinquish a grip on memories and the habit of believing of being a separate person so that we're willing to have that change, so it changes. Okay. And the only thing that does not change is our timeless core essence, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Untouched by any story the commentator has woven. It is untouched by any thought that you have ever had. I don't care what that thought was, but it has never touched your own being. Okay. It is untouched by age. It is untouched by death or birth. And we begin to see clearer. And in that seeing, those shifts take place. Okay. And then there is that change in our perspective. There is that clearing up of our perspectives. We are the consciousness that was here before the stars. We are the deep silence where all experiences unfold. That is what you are. So we let those experiences unfold now without grabbing them as being about our own personal little self. We finally become what we are, the pure observer, that pure awareness, just aware, but not engaged in believing. Okay? That is only the teeny tiny hair of a breath between being asleep and being awake, is just seeing that all those beliefs and patterns are really not about who I am. That's it. Just taking a breath, resting back for a moment. Bingo, clear seeing. Okay. And in that clear seeing, we then recognize I do have power over the mind. I am not meant to be its servant. It is meant to serve me. So I do have that power. Why? Because I have the clarity of clear seeing, and that is the power. Okay? Not a power to get rid of or push down or anything of that nature. Just the power of clear seeing. You are actually nothing. You cannot speak of what I am. So there are no words to speak of what you are. You are what you are. Now. Okay. That is our strength. That is the strength we all have for transforming the mind, is that power of clear seeing. And remember, it's not about controlling. I said it before. It's not about controlling. It's not about getting rid of thoughts or feelings. It's not about pushing down emotions and trying not to recognize that they're there. It's about seeing that there is no power in them. Yeah? Seeing that there is no power in them. The moment we take a breath, there is a change, there is a shift. Okay? So when something comes up and you feel like you're being pulled into the story again or being pulled into a situation again, just take that deep breath. When something like that seems so strong, just take that one deep breath and watch and just see what happens. Okay? And on the feelings and emotions of suffering, okay, we are not suffering from having thoughts, and we're not suffering from feelings, and we do not suffer from emotions. Okay? These events, they're all going to arise in awareness. They arise before we're awake and we believe them, and they arise after we're awake and we don't believe them. But we suffer not from the event, we suffer from our judgments about them. Think about it for a moment. When you were in that space of just suffering from an event. Try to remember if that suffering began because a story began, a judgment began, and then the story grew or the judgments deepened. But that is where this our suffering begins. Again, we can have an event. That does not mean that we have to embrace it and judge it and condemn it or love it. We can just watch it without comment or engagement. This is part of our journey. This is part of what we do for clear seeing. Okay. So, as we don't really have control over the happenings that come in to our experience, do recognize you do have control over how there is a response or how there is a reaction. We do have control on that part. And again, the more our devotion is to clear seeing, the greater that understanding unfolds in us, and the more often we are likely to just respond in quietude, okay, in kindness, in love. So our devotion to practice is a key. Okay, we like get those keys. Okay. So we begin to really understand that the stories of the commentator are not real, and then we just relax in the knowing. It's like, okay, I don't care what the commentator's doing this morning. I do not have to believe it. I can just watch it, take a breath, go about the business of the day. So we relax in the knowing that no matter what the commentator is doing, it need not interrupt the grace and the peace of my being. Well, it cannot interrupt the grace or the peace, but we can turn away from that and pick up the experience that's going on as being something personal to me. And then therein lies the suffering. I've separated myself by turning from the grace and the peace that is naturally my nature. So the more clearly that we are seeing, the more we are living from the heart and not the head, not the mind. Okay? So we pay attention to that. We watch to see, oh wow, I've been following mind's little stories for the last 20 minutes. And we take a breath and we return to the heart and we rest there quietly. Okay. And all of this is loosening the ties that we have woven to the stories of the little voice. We're untying, we're loosening, we're letting go, we're making space to expand and to see what we really, really are. Okay. So we use the capacity of the mind, or we use the capacity for thinking to reflect on what we are. As self-reflection. And we sometimes call that action self-reflection. We sometimes call that the path of freedom. Okay. We become aware of awareness itself, the field of all experiences. Okay. I'm going to say that one again. We become aware of awareness itself, the field, awareness, consciousness, the field of all experiences. Nothing is happening to me. Every experience has been awareness, aware of a happening, but there is no me for anything to happen to. It all takes place within awareness. That is why we are aware of experiences. There's just that little hiccup that we've been conditioned to believe that those happenings were happening to a person. So now we are seeing clearly, no, they're not happening to a person. They are just rising up in awareness. That's the difference. The happenings can be identical, but a response or a reaction will be based on where you are with living in the heart and not the head. Okay? So, all is taking place in awareness. Not inside personal little me spaces. Okay? So in our seeing, we are no longer being trapped in a story of separation. In our seeing, we come into recognizing ourself as the storyteller. And that you are the awareness in which all stories arise. No separate entity to have a separate personal story. They all rise and flow up in consciousness, in conscious awareness. Yeah. You're going might have to sit with that one for a few minutes. Let it percolate. Okay. No separate entity to have a separate personal story. Consciousness is all. Awareness is all. All rises in consciousness, in awareness. We are aware of stories. We are aware of experiences because they rise within my being. No separate entities exist to have a separate personal story. It just appears that way. But even that gets straightened out through our seeing. You gotta love that clear seeing. It's like somebody comes along and washes all the windows. So, but all of these recognitions, okay, recognizing I'm not the stories, recognizing I'm not the thoughts, recognizing I'm nothing that this commentator has ever said or will ever say. Okay, so all of these recognitions are all of this clear seeing, these recognitions are the spiritual awakening. It's so gentle. So it's just like, yeah, I can see that. So lovingly gentle. It's just that the clearer we see, okay, the little deeper the awareness and the awakening is. That's all. But seeing that you are not the commentator, you're not what the commentator says, there you have your awakening. Okay. And in that, as the letting go takes place, okay, and you don't have to do anything about it but be in your devotion, but as that takes place, okay, that false identity slips away or fades to the background. Okay. What happens? The identity that is truly there, like the beautiful oil painting that has been lovingly and devotedly cleansed and cleaned. So what's there as that old varnish, those old habits slip away? What was always there to begin with? Your being. Your only self. Pure awareness. And as we see this and embrace this and rest in this, the commentator is just but a gentle noise in the background. The thinking to be used when we want to use it. Thoughts, ideas to be used when we want to use them. Okay. And they fade there again through our devotion, because through our devotion, we're just no longer engaging them. So what else can they do but slip to the background? They don't have your attention anymore. They don't have your love and devotion anymore. That love and devotion is now for the self. That is the self. So again, when we realize that we are not the thoughts or the feelings or emotions or the stories, we can be in awareness of them, no matter what they are and no matter what they're about. But we can be aware of them without falling into the entrapment of believing that we are them. Okay? It's like they become fluid, not stuck to us like an identity, the old habits or the old thoughts. They're no longer like stuck there stiffly as an identity. It's like they just become, I don't, like fluid, like water. They're there, but they're not there. It's a gentleness to them. Okay. And then they'll just flow into your awareness, and then they're just going to flow back out again. That's the nature of things, coming and going, coming and going, not meant to be held on to tightly. Okay. And seeing this is being present as the awareness you are. You are present. You only see it in the moment. You will only see it now. And always we do remain, we practice patience and kindness as we go along in deepening our seeing. Okay. Love is always the key. Okay. As we keep embracing the moment, being alive is in the moment. Okay. Now, as we go along in our devotion, then comes the direct experience. Call it a direct. Okay. A direct experience. It's like if I'm reading about a sunset, that is not a direct experience. I can read about a sunset all day long and still not have the experience. Okay. I can eat, I can read about it. I can. But there's a difference between perhaps the reading about it or seeing it in a book or something of that nature and a direct experience. Because What is experienced, it happens beyond the mind. Okay, back to that sunset. I've read about it, but I've never seen one. Okay. Now I'm sitting on the beach on the west side one evening, and now I experience directly a sunset. Without words, without thoughts, without labels, without commentary, just experiencing it in stillness. Wow. The direct experience of your being is a differentness than from reading about it or hearing someone speak about it. The directness will take place beyond mind in the stillness of the heart. And any moment, every moment, so most of our life, has been covered over only with a very thin veil of mind stuff. And giving our attention to the mental activity rather than the stillness of love. Being awareness is the most ordinary thing because it is our natureness. It seems strange, but it is. It's quite ordinary to be awareness because it's our nature. It is quite ordinary for a rose to have a perfume. Mind might think it's exceptional and extraordinary and this and that, but it's just ordinary. It's its nature to express perfume. It's its nature. It's quite ordinary for the rose to do that. Okay. It's quite ordinary for the sunset to present the extraordinary beauty that it does. It's its nature. It's just there. It's what it is. It is the same with our being. It is our nature to be pure awareness. So it's not something exceptional. It's not something, woo, woo, I'm pure awareness. No, it's quite ordinary. Every individual on the planet is pure awareness. It's quite an ordinary thing. We have just veiled it over by giving all of our attention to the commentator's stories, you see. But being pure awareness is yes, it's quite ordinary. Nothing exceptional. Nothing to write home about. Because at home, they're also pure awareness. You see? So recognizing this will keep you from becoming a spiritual ego. You know, that we have something that somebody else doesn't have, or I've attained something that somebody else hasn't yet gotten. You know, don't go down that slippery slope. Love is the key. Okay. I'll put that on the new bookmarks. Love is the key. Yeah. Pure awareness is not something that you are going to get. So don't go looking for it. It's already present. What we have to do is remove that little cloudy veil of varnish. And it's so easy to remove. And that's our devotion. Our devotion is that cleansing, wiping away old habits, old beliefs, old patterns. Okay? So the more we give our attention to the moment, the more we are going to have that direct experience of our own being. Okay. So let's follow a breath. Okay. We've had a lot to ingest here this morning, so time to just follow a breath and relax. And just follow that breath. It's coming into the body, filling the lungs, and then the breath is leaving the lungs and returning out to the field of what is. What we call space is the field of what is. It is alive. This space is alive and vibrant. So we draw in a breath from this field of what is. It does what the breath is needed to do. It does its job, and then it flows back out into the field where it is refreshed, and then another flows in from that field, does what it needs to do, and then returns to the field. And as that breath flows in and out, I want you to make a space between the activity of the mind and observing. So the commentator is out here in the space. And I am able to just watch, to observe the commentator. I can observe what it is saying. I can observe the feelings. I can observe the emotions and the stories. We're making this space with each breath. I can see the old habits and beliefs. I can see them for what they are. And in this space of watching, observing, I can see any attachments clearly for what they are. I can see that there is really nothing to be obtained. And just letting what is there be there. This space is a sacred space of the essence of awareness. So we're going to rest here. Recognize You are already what you are. So rest. Be still. So as we understand our role as the observer, it opens the door to seeing how our awareness literally shapes the reality of our experience. Okay. This observer effect reveals why our consciousness doesn't just witness reality, but actively participates in creating this reality through the very act of observing. You are awareness. You are consciousness itself. So we're going to rest with that. Okay. Thank you. We have any comments or questions this morning?
That was beautiful, Mary. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Thank you. Thank you, love, so much. Appreciate you being with us, too. Love that. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
That was such a beautiful, clear pointing.
Thank you. Thank you, Vern.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Right on the mark.
Okay. Thank you.
Mary, thank you. I'd love to echo what Kim and Bern have just said. It was just beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
So take this in, contemplate on it, reflect on it.
Yeah.
Recognize that I truly am beyond this mind. And it's commentary. I'm beyond that. Okay. This reality of observing and being an active part in creating through this observing is something you're going to want to take in. And contemplate. Because we are the creator. Not in a wishful, oh poof, I want a jar of jam here on my table right now. No, but we are creating the reality that we live in. And we can live in for many years we've all lived in created a reality of living a life of separation, right? Was that not our creation? And that's what we're now coming out from under. And in that, we're creating differently than we did before, just by observing thoughts and recognizing I'm not that. If I'm not that, then what am I? Am? Then what am I? Something beyond that thought. So all of this observing is generating a higher vibration throughout the whole of consciousness, and you are the healer in that regard as you rise in awareness of your own divinity, of your own being. Okay, that is the healing effect throughout the wholeness of the consciousness. of the collective.
Yeah.
And they feel that resonation of love. And that is the healing frequency. So we are not just observing thoughts and feelings. We are not just letting them go and moving on for our own singular benefit. We are the oneness itself. Okay. So what we do affects the whole collective consciousness, whether it be negative and detrimental, unkind, unloving, hateful, or even debased. It affects the whole. But if we are loving, kind, compassionate, understanding, peaceful, that too affects the whole of the collective consciousness. So as we rise, we heal. Okay. And it affects everything. Everything. You do not stand alone. No. What we do affects everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, love. Any questions? Okay. All right. Very good. So then let us pray. Most beloved, I see the fallacy of thoughts, and I am content. I see the love in the stillness, and I am content. I see the beauty of the life I am, and I am content. Thank you, beloved, thank you that it is so. Shante, shante, shante. Amen. Namaste.